This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a move that would be unprecedented here on Free Talk Live, and it's something that I think deserves, you know, on-air discussion. It has been being discussed in the Free Talk Live AMP forums. By the way, with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to come back around to the Christian version of ISIS. You've got that story, Mark. We started it in the last hour and ended up talking about weed and Bitcoin instead. And then our...
You know what James is? A Christian version of ISIS.
Oh, well, he in his own mind, maybe, but thankfully he doesn't act on a lot of the, you know, the things that he says. So you're referring to James in Arizona, who is a longtime caller of the show, and he's burned so many bridges, I guess you could say, or has burned out his welcome, so to speak, with his threatening behavior, just general, you know.
And when
obsession.
You say threatening, you don't mean he seems like a person who might issue a threat.
No, he's actually issued threats.
Yes,
and you've got a whole
web. He's going to use your head for a basketball.
Things like that. Yeah.
Presumably cut off.
There's a variety of them, and you've actually cataloged not all of them, but a good chunk of them.
Enough of them that any police investigation would call it assault.
Yeah, you've cataloged them all over on a Facebook page called Things James Whittakind Says. So anybody who wants to see what some of this thing, you know, some of the things this guy has sent to us, you may do that. He's, you know, busily hammering out angry screeds over Skype as we speak. So the discussion has been
right.
Free Talk Live.
He's been victimized here. He can't call in, you know. And
he already did call in.
Yeah, he called in, and then he couldn't follow the rule of not issuing a threat, and then twice, and then he's gone.
Right. And so what I've decided to do here already is to put some restrictions on James as far as, you know, he can't call and whine about something that happened to him on the show in the past, because that's frequently what he calls about, like 99% of the time. And then he can't issue any threats. And so those were the two rules that I put down tonight. Normally we don't put any rules on callers, because normally most callers get it, and they're, you know, they're not completely incoherent, and they're able to at least have a conversation and don't call about the same thing 20 times in a row. And I don't think that's an unreasonable restriction of, yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want. Just don't call about the same damn thing every single time. I don't think that's unreasonable. It's a restriction we've had in the past, and we're bringing it back. But I wanted to ask you, Johnson, because there's obviously some people, like Mark has said, that's not good enough. He's not even going to talk to him. And Mark is the second host now to make such a statement. Daryl has had that policy about James. He's taken off his headphones. Mark, you've also begun taking off your headphones.
Well, because he says he's good at baiting me.
That's true. Yeah, I remember in the past you said you were going to stop talking to him, and then you started talking to him.
So I'm just going to take the cans off, and because he'll
That's
lie.
Industry slang for headphones.
Yeah, he'll lie about what he's done in the past, and then, you know, I immediately want to correct him, because to me the truth is important.
Sure. No, I understand. Yes, you have been successfully baited by this man in the past, for sure. So you would like to see him banned entirely. A number of listeners on our Amplifier forum on Facebook would also like to see him banned for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And
Amplifiers, people who have put a financial stake in Free Talk Live.
Other Amplifiers say, nope, it's Free Talk Live. He should be able to call in.
About half as many as say yes.
Again, irrelevant how many are saying one way or the other, but people have different opinions about this, and that's what's important. So Johnson is a longtime host of the show, someone who's been on, you know, countless times with James, calling in, just wondering what you would have to say about this whole
discussion.
Don't care. Great. Thanks for that.
Yeah, it's really what it comes down to. I mean, no, no, seriously, like, when he calls for me, I've not had the problem with him, the other, you know, like, oh, I can't take my headphones off because James is calling in.
Yeah, I don't care personally either.
I mean, I would just...
Go ahead, threaten me, whatever.
Yeah, I would just take the, you know, like, a few minutes. I actually really enjoy when he calls in because I have, like, the flawless ability to make him extremely angry, like, very fast.
Mm. Well, he's already angry.
I know,
usually,
but I tend to, like, set him off real quickly, and he, you know, it's fun because I like making fun of him because he's a loser.
So would you say
he's a loser and he's a mean loser?
Yeah.
So it's like sort of like fun to just make him angry because he's a mean loser, and it's like bad people like that deserve to be treated badly. If anybody does, and
well, I'm not sure
I get
that
to do it. You know, I get happiness out of it at his expense. You know, like I get to make people laugh. I get to laugh. We all get to laugh at the clown James Whittakine, who has nothing better to do than to call these radio shows with really nothing important to say and nothing, like, not really to have any kind of, like, point in participating in the conversation other than to advertise and broadcast the fact that he's a super loser with, like, no real life. You know,
well,
like,
zing. Okay. Shots fired.
So was it?
So would you say, hold on, Mark, so would you say then that the restrictions are unnecessary, even any restrictions at all on James are unnecessary?
If the host...
Because some people say they turn the show off.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, and I mean, if the hosts are also, you know, if they're hosts that don't want to participate, I don't know, like, I don't know, I guess, you know, you're approaching it from your angle as somebody who's got to, you know, set this up or whatever, but I'm even having a hard time thinking about, like, what I would do in your shoes. Like, I guess that's how I'm thinking of it, is what would I do in your shoes? I
would insult him.
I just insult him and have fun with him, but... You've kind of turned Free Talk Live into a show that doesn't do that anymore. You know, like, I feel like Free Talk Live from,
Ian,
like, 10 years ago.
Messing with crazy people. He had Mr. Tech Pans on.
Yeah, but I don't insult them.
No, you just like to, I mean.
There was a time when you would have done that, like, 10 years ago, I think. You know, like,
maybe,
a long time ago.
I'm definitely not the same person.
Yeah, exactly.
Then.
You know, and now it's all about love and you know, flowers and whatever. But, you know, some people don't deserve that kind of treatment. And James is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how I would handle it. But, again, this is not really my show. That's not really what the show is about at this point. And, you know, okay. So you have to kind of come at the process.
So you don't feel strongly one way or another about what happens to James. Fair enough. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael. He's on Skype. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Welcome.
I wanted to call and chime in a little bit about the potential banning of that one caller.
Yes, sir.
First, I wanted to actually follow up on a call that I had made a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, sure.
I had found a letter that Reporters Without Borders had signed on with and a couple of other civil liberty groups urging the Department of Homeland Security to not request for people entering the country to have to turn over usernames and passwords for social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation that I was calling about that referred back to that letter, everything was really just questions. There was really no sort of definitive word on whether or not DHS would be requiring usernames and passwords as a condition of entering the country. Well, this morning, the Wall Street Journal was reporting that indeed White House officials are starting to really consider asking for social media usernames, passwords, cell phones, financial records as one of these conditions. And it's been interesting because this conversation started back on February 7th, and there has been very little, if any, conversation about these about this measure of extreme vetting.
That's disturbing. Now, are you talking about from American so-called citizens coming back into the U.S. or,
right, it's
or
been done
foreigners? So,
For foreigners is the best that I can gather. I don't have the full Wall Street Journal article. It's behind a paywall.
Yeah,
but
they do that.
Just from some of the info I've been gathering online in the past hour or so, it would be affecting anybody applying for a visa.
Well, they've been getting passwords and stuff from Americans for some time. It's just whenever they feel like it, and that's a different story than sort of making it a policy.
Yeah, and that's what I think is being considered by the White House now, is making it a long-term policy. Just, you know, screw worrying about people from seven countries, six countries, all of them is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I wonder why a guy like Trump, who obviously has done a great deal of international travel, would possibly want to make it any more difficult. I mean, there's nothing...
It won't be difficult for him. He's got his own jet.
Yeah, right. And we've read in the past that basically the TSA, it's a pass if you have your own personal jet. So the rich really don't have to deal with that stuff.
Would that still affect your visa? Well, okay.
Stand by, Michael. We'll bring you back for this. I did pull up a Fortune magazine story, which sort of summarizes the Wall Street Journal piece, so maybe we can get a little bit more out of that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can comment on the border. You can comment on crazy caller policy. You can bring up anything that you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Try out the MyPillow for half off by going to MyPillow.com and using code FTL.
Have you ever seen Mike Lindell's commercial yet? Have you still not seen that?
I probably should watch it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it. I love the MyPillow. I already have it. It's wonderful. But I'll try to do that on your recommendation, Johnson. MyPillow.com. Yeah, I'd never heard of MyPillow because I don't watch TV, so I don't see television commercials. I hear they have a very big TV ad campaign. Mark, you brought it to the table, and you said, here, try this pillow out, and it's been great. I've had it for more than, I think, probably about a year, I would say.
Yeah, they contacted us regarding, doing a deal.
Which is awesome.
I mean, you know, to my opinion, you want to send free pillows? Sure. Free pillows.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no necessarily, belief that we were going to advertise MyPillow. Mm-hmm. And I'd point out.
Oh, so they sent the pillows before the ad deal?
Before the ad deal was ever struck, we got pillows. Because
all I know is you gave me the MyPillow and you said try this thing out.
He's got a very distinctive voice, too. So that's what I like about his commercials. Because he sounds a little bit
Ventura,
like Jesse Ventura Light.
Right?
It's like, hi, I'm Mike Lindell. My patented pill has been developed. It's just like, you know, he's got that, you know, real strong Minnesotan accent.
Well, apparently it works because, you know, they've sold a few pillows. And so, Mark, you were saying you provided these pillows, and then we got the ad deal.
Right, and the ad deal is they're not paying for the ads. They're paying us every time somebody uses our coupon code.
Commission.
Yeah, it's commission. And so that means, essentially, if we didn't believe in this, and if our listeners didn't buy them, we wouldn't continue to do it.
And we've heard good things from our listeners as
well.
Those
because they're good pillows.
Yeah, those who have tried them. Now, if for some reason you don't like it, that's okay. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning that you ship it back to them, and then they'll give you your purchase price back. So really very low risk here to try out MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, and it does a great job of that, but it's also washable. So you can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's an amazing product. I love it. You can go get yours at half off with code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. For half off of MyPillow, go to MyPillow.com to get the deal. And it's also backed by a 10-year warranty. So, again, they really stand behind their product. And they believe in it because, well, it does what it says it's going to do, which is always nice when a product does what it says it's going to do. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go back to Michael, he's on the line. I don't know if I asked you where you were calling from. Michael, where are you tonight?
I am in Northeast Ohio.
In Ohio. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, we were talking just before the break about that the White House kind of considering these extreme vetting measures of people coming into the country. And something that I was looking at, again, I don't have the Wall Street Journal article that came out today, but I'm looking up some summaries that Newsmax had on it. But something that they brought up that I thought was interesting is, you know, not only would it be affecting potentially be affecting people from countries related to terror or whatever, but it also could include allies like France, the UK, which seems like it would put a bit of a damper on tourism and things that a lot of towns and cities in this country kind of rely on.
Well, tourism, international tourism, is down since 9/11.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. We reported on that years ago.
This is going to make it worse.
Yeah, it is.
Right. And so you could conclude one of two things. International tourists are scared of coming to the United States because they will be affected by terrorism. Or they don't want to deal with what is the most invasive, sort of pat downs and things they have to deal with in the world, because Americans just react differently than the rest of the world.
It's one thing too to have a TSA agent running his hands over your pants or your jacket, but it's another thing to have to turn over your cell phone.
This is
so
super
TSA
invasive.
Can go through and look through your contacts list. Like I know I don't have to explain the Fourth Amendment to y'all. It's pretty clear that at least Americans should be secure with our private papers.
The Bill of Rights applies to everyone. It's not just
borders.
Not just Americans.
Yeah. It should apply to everyone everywhere.
Not at the borders.
I understand that there are, but they don't care about the Bill of Rights, Mark. I'm talking about the way it's supposed to be in my mind. The Bill of Rights was not written specifically for Americans. It was
Run the Bill of Rights. You can't allow the Bill of Rights to stand if you're going to have an aggressive foreign policy. Do you understand that?
They've just decimated or destroyed the Bill of Rights.
Right. That's what Republicans need to come to understand. I'm speaking as an elected Republican here that if you allow the drug war and if you allow the war on terror, you necessarily must destroy the Constitution.
That's right.
You can't both.
Don't forget
like
the war on immigrants now, too.
Right. You can't both love the Constitution and love the military. Because the military, as the founders said from the very beginning, a standing military is antithetical to a free nation.
So if you look at
you can love the military or you can love the Constitution, but you can't love both.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up, Mark, because I was going to mention it as well, that international travel to the United States went down immediately after 9/11. We were talking about it on the air, you know, more than a decade ago. It was noted. I mean, it's a noticeable drop because we live in this, you know, world where communications are instant now. If you need to have a meeting, a business meeting, you don't need to fly into Vegas to do that. You can just have the meeting on Skype or Google Hangout or whatever. You don't need to come physically to that place. You know, it's the tradition that people would do that. But if you're going to get your pants pulled down and you're going to have your rectum invaded or you're going to have your phone social media accounts poured over, it's not going to be worth it to make that journey. Same thing with
when you've got a student, though, an international student having to study here in the U.S. or a U.S. student having to study abroad, that's still going to be affecting them the same way. They don't have to consider things like tourism by that point.
Well, I mean, that's if you're already studying in the U.S. You can choose to not study in the U.S. You're probably going to see international students dropping as a result of this.
I don't know. There are plenty of I'm thinking of one anthropology instructor that I have at my community college that has been running into these kind of problems for the past few months because she is, even though she is American, she doesn't look American. She looks brown. Mm-hmm. And so she has to worry about getting that same kind of type of scrutiny traveling to her school in Canada where she's getting her PhD and then coming here to the U.S. for her studies for her work part as well.
It's going to put a real damper. I mean, some people are going to feel like they have to because they've got business to take care of. But for the people that have the ability to choose, which is probably a good chunk of people who fly, as we saw, a lot of people would drive instead of fly after 9/11. I think that's still true.
Domestic travel, air travel is down since 2001.
Domestic travel down, international travel.
I don't know if it's bounced back, though.
If you're going to go on a vacation with the family, okay, and you don't live in the United States, there are dozens of other countries that are viable options for vacationing. If you want to go to Disneyland, there are other Disneylands, right? Like there's Disneyland Tokyo or France. They got other ones out there. You don't have to go to Orlando or California to go to Disneyland. So there's plenty of other options out there, and people are going to say, well, is going to Disneyland in America really worth the privacy invasion factor here? Right. Is it really worth having our kids get felt up by the TSA agents? No. The answers are going to be more and more often, no, it's not going to be worth it. So I'm glad you brought the conversation to the table, Michael. Thanks for the call tonight. Here's the story, by the way, from Fortune magazine, the latest example of the Trump administration's plan to introduce so-called, quote, extreme vetting, unquote, of visitors. Border agents may soon demand foreigners turn over a raft of information from their phones, such as contact lists and social media accounts. We can tell you a little bit more about that. You can join us here as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we got to get back to the Christian version of ISIS. All that's on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. If you've been thinking about starting up your own website or blog, but have yet to actually pull the trigger and get it done, well, we are going to make it easy for you. HostGator is one of the top web hosting companies out there, and they're offering a special deal to you as a Free Talk Live listener of 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular hosting prices. How do you get that price? You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that's how you get started there. They make it easy because they've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, plus a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, as well as a 99.99% uptime rating, and you'll find out HostGator is indeed a group of pros. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, award-winning, as a matter of fact. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the 50% off. That's HostGator.com/FTL. We can talk more about the extreme vetting, the proposal from the Trump administration to have border agents demand that people turn over a bunch of information from their phones, such as contact lists and social media accounts. They claim they're going to be doing this to foreigners, people coming into the U.S. from outside of the country. But it's really only a matter of time before they start doing it more often to people from the sure. United States. If they can do it to the other, they can do it to you. So we can get back into that coming up here. Let's go to Jarls on the line in Los Angeles.
Hey.
Jarls, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon. I think maybe the whole Trump thing with spying, it's already been done. They're just trying to ease us into it and to make it relax a little bit. But
yep.
Right, we have this tip of being boxed already. And give up the show.
We got a bad connection with you here, Jarls. I'm going to put you on hold, see if they, if we can get that cleared up, and we'll try to bring you back. Meanwhile, let's go to Liberty Lover. He's in Ohio, I believe. Liberty Lover, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to know your opinion on something. Today, a court in Chicago apparently ruled that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 applies to LGBT individuals. Just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Meaning what?
Meaning that workplace discrimination, that kind of thing, those kinds of protections for minorities are also put in place for LGBT individuals.
I think what that ruling does is it really strips the ability of not just people who are in whatever majority group people might choose, but people that are in minority groups, too, from making decisions. So, for instance, I don't know, maybe a Chinese restaurant wants to be able to hire waiters and waitresses that are only Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or maybe a black restaurant, soul food restaurant, only wants to have black ladies serving food. Shouldn't they be able to do that? Right? Like, you know, there's theme restaurants.
Yep.
These restaurants have a theme.
Hooters.
A Chinese, right. I mean, you know, you can't go into Hooters as a guy with a beer belly and wait tables. You might be able to sell, you might be able to make chicken wings in the back, but you're not going to be able to wait tables. And these, in the same way, these other restaurants have a theme, and their theme is we serve soul food, we serve, Chinese food, and maybe they will feel that in some way that it's detracted from the customer's experience if they don't have, a person who, you know, properly looks like they belong serving food. So these rules basically strip those businesses of being able to do such a thing. And I support a business being able to hire or fire anyone for whatever particular reason they want. Because of this reason, and there's a few more reasons, but this reason I think is very insightful, is if I go to work for a business and then let's say my boss is some minority group that I dislike, right? I can say, I can walk into the office the next day, my new boss is sitting in there and say, I don't like people like you. You stink. You smell bad. And there's everything about you makes me mad. Okay? And I can throw my, you know, whatever it is, whatever accoutrement I have for my my business on the desk, and I can walk out. And no one's going to sue me for being a bigoted employee.
Mm-hmm.
But an employee and employer relationship is a two-way street. A really good employee is worth a lot of money to a business. And I would hope that I would be a really good employee. But I should be able to decide where my labor is spent in the same way a business should be able to decide, you know, who they have for an employee.
Yeah.
The reason I brought this up is earlier, I'm going to withhold the identity of the individual, but I got into a pretty fiery little debate about it. And their argument was, well, if they can't get a job, they are going to starve. So why should you be able to turn down somebody a job
okay.
in this day and age?
So, I mean, look, in this day and age, the idea that somebody who's, LGBT can't get a job, if that's true, I would tell that person, you are living in the wrong place, because there's plenty of businesses that are more than happy to hire LGBT people. And if it's that bad, if you live in such a bigoted place that you cannot find a job because every single manager out there is bigoted against you, then why would you want to live in that place? Why would you want to work for somebody who has had to hire you because they're forced to by the threat of violence from the government? They are not going to make your life fun when you're at that job. It's not going to be a good time ever in the entire history of you working for that company until you finally throw up your hands and quit. They're going to make your life as difficult as they possibly can. I just don't understand this attitude of I'm owed something from somebody else who doesn't even like me.
Take it one step further. I mean, you know, if you're going to starve, right, Like, what if you can't find a job in general? Why shouldn't food just be free?
They would probably argue that.
Right? You would also, most of the time, they would say, of course you can't understand. You haven't experienced it. I will point out that I'm a convicted felon, and I've managed to make a relatively good life for myself in the process. I may not know what it's like to be, you know, a crippled Asian woman in a wheelchair, but...
It's hard to get jobs as a felon.
I have a reasonable idea of what it might be like to be discriminated against.
Yeah.
And... that's just the way it is to me. There's no one cares that I'm discriminated against.
Right.
Okay?
The world doesn't owe you anything. And again, it's just bewildering to me why somebody would want that.
And by the way, convicted felons in many cases can make very, very good employees because they know they have to try harder. They know they have to show up a little earlier. They know they have to have a better attitude.
They
got
to prove it.
Now, admittedly, some of my least favorite people in the world are convicts. I'm not a big fan of these people, but I will say that if you pick the right one, all things being equal, it can be a benefit.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point. You know, if it's very difficult to get a job anyway, you know, you're going to try your absolute hardest because that very well could be the only job you're going to get.
And then you'll be the more valuable employee than somebody who would have the ability to get a job any old place.
Yeah. Appreciate the insight, guys. One more quick thing. You were talking about banning somebody from the air of the show. I'd say, as a listener, a nightly listener, if they're causing problems, I would vote in favor of that.
Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I understand where the anti-discrimination people are coming from. I mean, who doesn't want to feel comfortable at the place where they work? You want to be in a place where, you know, you can enjoy being and that you don't feel like you're being hated upon.
I'd quit a job that said that I'm not going to hire somebody based on, whatever ethnicity or whatever it is. Now,
I'm still just stuck. I'm just thinking, you know, with a wig and the right makeup, I think we could get you that crippled Asian woman in a wheelchair look.
What about Hooters?
You'd kind of look like Miss Swan, maybe, from Mad TV. Have you seen that?
I'm not familiar with it. Can you get me a job at Hooters, though? Because I know they bring in the tips.
So
tips of what?
So I think that discrimination should... I agree with you, Mark. I think you said it very well. Discrimination should be legal in... anywhere in a club.
Discrimination goes on all the time. Right. We're always discriminating. I decide one meal over another. Right. The fact that every woman on the planet won't have sex with me means they're choosing to discriminate.
Or how about
me.
Private clubs, like, you know, girls' clubs or men's clubs or whatever. You know, there are certain clubs that exclude other people for good reason. They don't want a certain group there.
Some ladies want to work out in an exclusively female environment.
And that's
okay. Should be able to.
Yeah, and that's okay. People should be able to make these choices. And those who are bigoted, like a manager or owner, they should be able to express that so we can know. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at username LRN. .fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We're going to talk about the border searches that might be getting more extreme coming soon to a border checkpoint near you. Also, we've still got the story about the Christian ISIS that we never finished, Mark, that you brought up at the very beginning of the show. So hopefully we can come back around to that. But your calls and thoughts here come first. Let's go to Richard. He's calling from the Ozarks on via Skype. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I would chime in on the James Wedekind controversy or discussion, if you will.
For listeners that, don't know, you're referring to a crazy caller who has been calling the show for years, has gotten to the point of basically just calling about all kinds of perceived wrongs that have happened to him allegedly here on the show, and threatening Mark Edge and other hosts that are on this program. And there's a discussion going on actively about what to do about him. Some people want to see him banned. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, that guy. Well, I'm one of those people that when he comes on, I pretty much turn LRN off because it doesn't add any value from my perspective. Now, I understand from your perspective, Ian, that perhaps you get something out of it, or you think that the show gets something out of the fact that, there's some back and forth with him. But since he doesn't really listen, he's always on a one-track mind in terms of the topic. I really don't think it provides much value to the show. And if you consider there's other people out there like me who tune the show off, you got to look at opportunity costs that are missed, or from the standpoint that what am I going to miss out? What benefits to society might come from hearing something on your show that I'm going to miss out on?
So I've heard people say this, and what we've tried to do is keep the guy's calls down to maybe 30 or 45 seconds. He's usually not on for very long. why is it that you feel like you need to turn him off right away? I mean, when it's usually such a small portion of Free Talk Live.
Well, first of all, I didn't say turn it off right away, but because I have seen plenty of times where you do dispense with them quickly. So I don't do it right away, okay. But if it goes on for very long at all, it's very grinding. It doesn't provide any usefulness. It's a very negative thing, negative tone.
It beats you for your cool even as a listener?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's excellent at that. It's like his whole thing. I don't know where somebody with such a horrifying set of autistic abilities should get a job other than in talk radio. But people would want to listen to this guy. I've told him for years to put his own podcast together.
Oh, I would listen to it just to see what he talks about.
So there are people that listen. I do understand what you're saying about the fact that it's called Free Talk Live, but freedom is not free. I mean, there's you have to have it's like you've got to have some kind of usefulness or value to get on the air, in my view, it's a way to voice for people to voice their vent their frustrations, etc. But clearly, he's not providing much of anything. And so, Ian, you have several reasons here that have been voiced as to why he should be banned. One is a lot of people don't provide he doesn't provide a lot of value to many people. And B, you've got a host there that does provide a lot of value, and he's being alienated, and he's not the first one. So the whole issue of the freedom to call in the show that's Free Talk Live, in my view, is not important enough to keep a guy like that on. That's just my view.
All right. Thanks for weighing in. I appreciate hearing from you, Richard. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Another thing is if James called in and threatened or something like that, you'd have to make an explanation to the audience as to every time that you dumped him. Like, if he broke some rule, you'd have to tell the audience the rules that James has. And, currently, Free Talk Live, the name of the show basically gives all the rules that there are. But if, James calls in and then you've got to, you threatened us. Oh, yeah, well, you talked about some perceived slight from the past. You've got to step down from the show and that sort of thing in order to explain it. Otherwise, people don't understand. If you just say dump and move on, then you don't have to explain it.
But then it's still – I would think you would have to explain it.
Well, you have to explain once every time. Free Talk Live, if you were going to explain that Free Talk Live, you can call in about anything you want as long as you aren't threats over a series of years against the hosts.
Because otherwise somebody's going to wonder, well, why did they just hang up on that person?
For a dump?
No, when you don't have to tell people that you hung up on
them. If you're on a radio, a dump isn't that noticeable. It's just just a skip in audio. They don't really know what happened, that kind of thing. A podcast listener, a new podcast listeners may not understand what happened, but, that's that.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to be able to sweep this under the rug. I mean, that's what you're essentially arguing for at that point.
I'm not talking about sweeping it under the rug. I'm talking about keeping the flow of the show going as easily as possible. In what way can you most easily keep the flow of the show going? Because that's what this guy's whole intent is. The reason he knows how to call. We have informed him over the course of years how to be a talk show caller. We have praised him when he's done well. On multiple occasions, I've bought in guests that I knew that he would be good at dealing with, just to make him a better caller. This evil person wants to derail the show in the best way he possibly can, and does it every time. He's sitting there like Brer Rabbit. Please don't push me in the thorny patch. He wants to be treated this way. Otherwise, he wouldn't start the same way every time. I don't think he's crazy as much as he is an a-hole.
Let's continue here. We got Phil on the line in Michigan on Skype. Go ahead, Phil. Phil?
Can I talk about Whit some more?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
You hear me? Okay,
yeah,
good.
We got you.
My key put around, the last caller said that he didn't see much value in Whit. And I do see some value in Whit. The value I see in Whit is that he provides me some humor. Whenever he calls up, I just get a good laugh out of listening to him. And
It's funny to listen to crazy people. I mean, I agree with you there. So just like with the flat earthers. I mean, the flat earthers don't provide any real value. But some people like to listen to crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, when he comes on, I'll re-roll the segment and listen to him again.
You'll re-roll a segment. Okay, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Because I'm a podcast listener.
Right, right. Yeah, I've never heard that before, like, that someone would actually rewind the show.
You don't have to re-roll it. Just wait till the next show. He'll call in again and say the same thing.
So let me clarify then, Phil. Would you say that there should be no restriction on James? Because right now there's the restriction of no threats. And, you know, I tried to have a middle ground of, you know, no threats, no calling and whining about stuff that happened in the past. But that basically eliminates all of his point of calling. So, like, should I not have done that?
Eliminates half the humor. Eliminates half the humor, too.
I mean, he's not going to adhere to it, so, you know.
Right. I think you could answer the phone, and it's James from Arizona. Now, remember, James, no threatening and no, you know, perceived slights from the past or something. And then the caller would know, or the listener would know immediately that this guy has special rules. I think that's a possibility that you could do.
That's possible, too. You know, a special answer just for James.
But anyways, I'm going to say,
to get my two cents.
He is a special man.
There's also going to be an interruption in the show as I say, I'm taking my headphones off. You know, and then
but you don't need to. You can just be quiet about it. Nope. I mean, Daryl didn't announce it every single time.
Yep.
He just took his headphones off.
Well, I'm in radio, and I'm supposed to create theater of the mind. Part of the theater of the mind in this case is that I'm taking my headphones off. People
need to
know what's going on.
It's irrelevant.
It's relevant.
I mean, if you want it to go by faster, Mark, then you shouldn't say that. Then you should just, you know, take your headphones off and let me handle the call.
I remember one call in particular where Mark was talking to him, and or Ian was talking to him, and Mark's face, you could see Mark's face like light up from like 5 seconds. It goes from white to like red.
Yeah. I'm a red-faced, angry man.
See, my view
of
it is you let him, he gets to you. Like, he's gotten to you, and acknowledging that, and by not, you know, participating, you're acknowledging that he's gotten to you.
Absolutely, yeah. Ian. I'm acknowledging that this insane man who's threatened to kill my 9-year-old child has gotten to me. And I'm asking you, you know, like I've said, look, it's not just him. It's the person who enables him to. So
I think he's one of the world's biggest trolls.
I don't think he's going to do anything about it. If he was, he'd have done it years ago.
You don't think he's for real? You don't think he really is as crazy as he sounds?
I'm pretty sure he's crazy. As far as, you know, the threats being credible or not, I guess that would be up to the person that's receiving the threat to decide. But
I don't think there's any easy answer here.
Here's the thing. He's so drunk he couldn't figure out a way to get to New Hampshire.
No, he can't. I mean, he spends all his money on alcohol, probably. I don't know. I'm not worried about
it. That'll piss him off for sure right there.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Well, he's already mad. I mean, he's been fuming the whole show. I'm sure he's hammered out five more messages on Skype for us here. Hey, thanks for weighing in, Phil. Like I said, you know, you can't make everybody happy here. People hate the guy.
Somebody's going to be disappointed.
One thing's for sure. People feel strongly about James in Arizona. I mean, they feel strongly about him. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm not sure what to do about this. I've put on these restrictions as sort of a midpoint, and maybe, you know, we could do the temporary ban like we did with James or with Dave in New York.
Sometimes he doesn't call for 2 weeks.
Well, the temporary ban could last for 2 months. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.